Yes, I do.
Well, that's weak. I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today is April 17th. The time is 11:55. We're scheduled to go to 12, but we do need to have a quick discussion on some information that we've received from the treasurer. Roll call, please.
Present.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards, present. Congresswoman Goodfoss.
Present.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. I'll leave us in a quick word of prayer today. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We just thank you for your blessings and your love for us and your guard and your watch and your keep over us. I just pray that you be with us during this meeting and be with those in need and those, our children and elders, Lord. All these things I ask in your name. Amen. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Do we have two sets here? Do you guys want to do that today?
I move to approve the minutes for April 15 and April 10 at the next posted meeting.
Motion and a second to approve both April 15 and April 10's minutes at the next meeting. I have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we are moving on from that agenda item. Next is appropriations review. We're going to look at the appropriated revenue report. We've received some documents that were requested of Treasurer Littleton. Treasurer Littleton, would you please join us at the table today? We're glad you're here. And we received your information that you sent yesterday evening. I believe everyone has been furnished a copy of it here. I've also asked the Ms. Sneed to review the numbers that we've been sent and let us know how it should drop into our resolution and also our appropriated revenue report. They're working on it, I think. Ms. Sneed, are you prepared to speak or shall I give the floor to the treasurer first? Okay, thank you so much. Treasurer Littleton, let's start with FY19. We're really supposed to end this meeting at noon, but I think we're going to have to go over just a little bit today. So I know we requested the projections from you because we had a budget in front of us that was going beyond the projections what you had. So I'm giving you the floor to talk to us about it, and you're going to have to talk into your microphone. You and Congresswoman, there. Everybody has their own.
Thank you for allowing me to address this. There's additional funding we found out from the historical preservation. They're being asked to do some inspections on pipelines, and I contacted their office after I found out this discrepancy. The estimated amount of funding that they thought that I was told that they should receive and have prepared work for was $400,000 during FY19. So we made that adjustment to the April 9th, I believe it was, letter of adjusted revenue projections. And you should see that on the document you received. There's also another adjustment that we relayed there. It's under the realized gain from NAFA sale on January 26, 2018. We also included that the amount of revenue from the sale on, I believe it was October. I apologize for not remembering that exact date. So that number changed. from 1.7 million to 1.9 million. And that was the reallocation of the assets owned by, in the custody of Bank of Oklahoma, with the financial management of the Permian Group.
There any questions? Realized gain from Napa sale to Permian. So when, okay. So there was a gain on the investment when Napa sold for us, correct?
There was a $1.7 million gain when the assets were sold, when they were moved from Napa to Permian. And then in September of 2018, when with the reallocation of the assets by the Permian Group, there was another $180,000 gain at that time. So the total gain was $1,979,441.54.
I have one question about that too. So both of those seem to happen in FY18, correct?
Correct.
So do you think it's appropriate to project it in 19? I mean, it was realized revenue in 18, or realized gain. In my view, I'm not sure that it's a projection at this point.
I really feel like I should report it to you. I know the questions are going to come up, and they have been voiced concerning the amount of money in the permanent fund.
Mm-hmm.
And so since they hadn't been reported to you, I felt like they should be.
Okay.
From my understanding of your projection calculation, the last appropriation meeting I was in, you didn't include those in appropriated funds. So I just took this opportunity to correct some numbers.
I appreciate that, and thank you for keeping us up to date. I guess it's up to this body whether we feel like that that's a projection. I voiced my opinion. I don't feel like it's projected revenue. It's realized gain on an investment. So, okay, and let me see. Interest on CD, I'm not clear about that still, but
I have a question about that.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So if we can show the, so it's my understanding that the interest on the investments would be tribal revenue. Is that right?
Yes.
So I pulled the appropriate bill that would show where that interest would have been appropriated as tribal funding. And the bill indicates that, and it's on the screen, that there was no tribal revenue brought in and there was no tribal revenue appropriated out. So I think Megan, did you pull the support documentation, Megan? Yes, for that bill.
You want that pulled up there, too?
Sure. My question is, have we accounted for it in any way?
Treasurer Littleton, let me just tell you what we're looking at. These tables that you see right here are the table inserts that we put in legislation. That's the number that we can change, work off, put in. We never change your budget. So I think what they're doing right now, what we call support documentation, they're pulling up the budget that was submitted. I think of the program of the, I believe we're talking about the interest off of the federal road CDs on this $372,000 that's on this total. Is that the CD interest that we're talking about here on this document that's been presented to us?
That's part of it. It's the biggest part of it is the transportation CDs from the various years that is unspent. We invest those, try to earn some interest off of them, and so
Correct. And I do see that as a revenue projection tool that we should use. So I was just wanting to familiarize you with what you were looking at initially was a legislative insert for our appropriation. I believe that they're getting ready to pull up what's sent by the executive branch, which is the form of the budget that they send to us. Is this the correct program?
Well, it's a department.
Okay. So, I guess the question, is there a question here, Congresswoman Edwards?
Yeah, my question was, did we appropriate any of that money, and did we account for any of that money in this year's appropriations? Because based on what I saw in the law, we reflected all that revenue as non-tribal revenue, and we appropriated out according to the support documentation. We appropriated out federal monies only, and that's reflected. If I'm reading that wrong, but I don't think I am. It says that there's $5 million in federal revenue coming in for FY19. And $5 million in federal expenditures. So that would suggest to me, as a result, that there is $372,471 in tribal revenue that needs to be projected.
So what was that other budget, though, that you had up there, please?
It was a part of the law. If you're talking about that's the table that's in the law.
No, I was talking about this right here. Other, please specify this.
I don't
202. I believe that's what we're looking at, that they claim is other income, which I think is the interest income off of that.
Okay, let me look at that because I didn't see that one. Did we appropriate that?
I'd have to look at the, I don't have 1948.
We'll go back to the law. It's $202,000. So there was $5 million.
Section 93 of ONCA 1848 is Roads Department interest. So it would appear that we have.
Okay. Which section is that?
Section 93. Should be on page 91.
So I believe the question, that I'm being asked is, that's never been, until we see it on this document right here, has never been part of a projection. A projected revenue. So I think that I'm not going to speak for Congresswoman Edwards. What are your thoughts about that, Congresswoman Edwards?
If we've accounted for it, well, I'm trying to find section, I want to look at section 98 of the bill, but if we've, section 98 of the bill? Eli, Congressman Potts? Section 98 says financial assistance.
93.
If we have included it in revenue and we've appropriated it out, then to me, I'm trying to understand how it's not part of projected revenue because it's obviously revenue.
Can you pull that one up? I would agree with you, but Mr. Littleton sits here. Not part of the totals that were presented, that we had in our projected revenue totals. Right now, he is presenting us those numbers.
I thought he did include it.
He did.
Right.
But our other projected revenue resolution, was never presented as a revenue source. So
I understand.
He can't answer for what was in the old projected.
I understand.
That was a question you asked.
I think I was trying to get at, is it your belief that it should be included in part of projected revenue for FY19?
Based on what you're telling me now, I would say at least the difference should be included in the 372 and the 202.
Right.
Now, I wasn't a part of the 202, so I don't really, I'd have to go back and look. I apologize for not knowing.
But if there is 372 in the account, is there?
There is more. No, there's. That's the interest on
right.
Several million dollars.
Right. So, I mean, why wouldn't, to me, and that's as a, that was as of what time, what date?
I believe it was in March.
So, I mean, to me, the whole amount needs to be included in projected revenue.
I would agree with that.
So, so are there amendments from the floor?
I'm going to have to make these amendments on the floor. I was just wanting to talk to the committee to make sure that we are all in support of this. It's already been reported out. We're just discussing.
It had to be moved back.
Right. It's on general order day two and amendments can be proposed. That happened today. So we will amend this. I just wanted to meet with the committee to make sure that everybody that sits on this committee is understanding what we're going to do on the floor, because that's where it is right now. So I'm including the 471, yeah, I marked on it, 471 in tribal projected revenue as the difference that has come about by the adjustment in tribal program income, which, Ms. Sneed, can you tell me what that difference is?
The difference is $231,823.
$231,823? And so I will include it by that much, too. 823. So I will add that number and this interest on the CDs together. I don't know. How does the committee feel about this 1.9?
Wait a minute. I have the interest in CDs. Is the 231,823?
231,823 is program, the difference in program. It's a positive. And then we're going to also include the 372,471, which is the interest. You should have the documents that we're looking at.
Mm-mm. I don't have that one. The 19.
It should be in their package.
Is it not? Mm-mm. I have the 20, but I don't have the 19.
On the back of the...
Yeah, it's front and back copies. Congresswoman Edwards.
And I have a question about the non-tribal funding, the JOM money and the CHR money that came in from the feds. Has that been accounted for and projected?
We just became aware of the JOM money. I just became aware of the JOM money this morning. And that was told to me by an accountant that saw it posted on Facebook.
Well, but we have a budget with an accountant's name signed on it, approving it from the accounting office.
And the director of operations.
Well, I'm sorry, I haven't. You probably didn't see my signature on it, so I haven't.
We did not. Which is why it says treasurer on the piece of paper. But I mean, you can delegate that authority, obviously. But
obviously,
maybe. You want to.
So, from what I understand, this is a day-to-day number that I need to give you. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, but I think a couple of times a year, particularly when we're in session and somebody wants to appropriate money out, it's important for us to match that. So, we've been asked to appropriate about $400,000. Is that about right, what the number is, in federal revenue?
Right.
Non-tribal revenue? And we haven't included it in projected revenue, so...
And I'd like to interject here. Treasurer Littleton, I don't think it's, we don't need a daily thing, but when we're doing the business and we're being requested to have appropriations, what we try to do or what we have done as our practice, and I don't believe it's in policy, but since I've been the chair of appropriations, we try to get with your office before session, to make sure we're on the same page. For that, the reason we do that is so if we need to raise revenue projections, if you're aware of federal funds that we might need to just do that at one whack when we're in a session, we can take care of the business of Congress. But no, sir, we do not expect for you to report that number to us on a daily basis, just because we have to appropriate all the funds of the nation. And we can't appropriate over what our revenue projections are. That's a function of this body that we hope that you'll help us not do, not breach. And so that's the request. I don't need a daily report.
And I think that's fair. I apologize for not having all the information. I give you the numbers based on the information I have, and I'm learning the process.
Yes, you are.
Hopefully, next time we go through this, I'll be asking the question.
Communication, right. Yeah. Communication is key, and thank you. You've been very responsive, to me at least, on what we need. I know that it's new stuff to you. Congresswoman Edwards.
So I agree with Congressman Potts, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but I think that he has stressed that our communication on projected revenue comes through the treasurer, formally through the treasurer. So is it possible for us to get a revised memo or a new memo expressing what the non-tribal projected revenue is that includes those two items at least, and the SAMHSA? Did we already have the SAMHSA included in the project? So
we just amended it ourselves off the bill.
So, I mean, let's pick a way to do it and do it. And I think the way to do it is to have the treasurer report to us, I believe the law on projected revenue contemplates, if not requires, that the treasurer. So if we could get another memorandum or an amended memorandum, something that provides us with additional non-tribal projected revenue, then I would feel comfortable in appropriating that money, that federal money that we've been requested to appropriate.
If you'll just give me a template and an equation of what you want to see, I can add to it as numbers come in and change. Okay. I know you've got several laws out there, and actually when we get into the 2020 discussion, I think I may be a little bit better prepared to answer those type of questions. But honestly, I won't make any excuses. I'll do better. How about that?
I'm not looking to point fingers. I'm just looking to get it in a position that we're all comfortable with in terms of looking to you as the chief financial officer of the nation to provide us with that number and not rely on somebody else. The next thing I just want to bring up is I withdrew a bill today that had tribal revenue in it, that paid tribal revenue out, so that there is additional tribal revenue if it's taken out of the other bill that's pending regarding that federal money, and so that would increase. I don't know. Had you factored in that bill that had $68,000 into it to housing? So that, I'm just letting you know that will change. That will increase tribal projected revenue in the report, that will increase the amount of outlay by $68,000.
Okay, so.
And nobody will get home buyer
assistance. I'm just wanting to say, as the sponsor of the FY19 amendment to the projected revenue, currently the numbers I have at my use are this $372,471 and $231,823 all in going into tribal projected revenue, and I will amend that bill going upwards. Treasurer, that amendment has to be made tomorrow on the floor. So if I can have a federal total that you're comfortable with, I suppose that's what I'm being requested to do by one of the members of this committee. So we'll be in line with our appropriations. So that being said, I'll send you a little short email after this to memorialize that.
Super.
And if there's no more discussion on FY19, let's move to 2020 and discuss it, because it's also pending on the floor on General Order Day, too, and amendments can be proposed to that. I don't know, Ms. Snead, have you had a chance to review the 2020 memo from Treasurer Littleton?
Briefly.
Okay. He's showing a tribal revenue of $52,930,700, a non-tribal of $33,748,952, and the third party income at the health clinic, which is restricted, of $4 million with a total projection of $90,679,652. He's got some support. He supports his numbers on the back of that, showing what he's carrying for tribal income and interest on the CDs. Make sure I'm looking at this all correctly. And then on the next page, he's given us a breakdown of the tax commission income for their projected revenue. That I believe that comes from Mr. Carpenter. And then I think we all have the memo from the Gaming Enterprise Board for the tribal distribution. So are there any questions about this document? Ms. Snead, I'll give you the floor first and then open it up to committees. I don't have a copy of the resolution in front of me for 2020. Do we have some variances from that resolution? Let me see. Can you?
She has the
okay. Mouse. Let me see a mouse so I can get that up and see if there are. Have you reviewed to see if there are any variances in what we've received here, or just have we received additional information?
Yes, I
that
have.
That was requested.
And I was just able to look over it briefly, but first thing that I noticed was that the health clinic number changed. In the first one he sent on April 9th, it was at $4,500,000, and it's $4 million now.
Excuse me, I was trying to get that resolution up. Can you please repeat that?
The change that I noticed between the first one he sent on April 9th and April 16th was the health clinic third-party income.
Okay. And forgive me, I don't have the information in front of me, but I know we requested additional information on this. It was a detailed breakdown of the tribal program income. Is that correct? Is that the information we requested in addition to what he had sent?
Yes, and he did send that over.
And he did send this over. Okay. And those numbers stay the same, correct?
Well, he didn't send me over the first time, so I didn't have anything to compare them to.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Treasurer Littleton, I think I do have a question on this portion right here. I'm sorry if I interrupted. But so these are what you're projecting into that make up that total moving into the future.
Yes.
For FY20. Since we looked at a $400,000 increase in FY19, are you confident that $200,000 to avoid us doing this in the hunk of session, are you confident that the $200,000 is a good number for this program?
From my discussion with them yesterday, the contracts they have, that they feel like they'll receive money in that year, that's the best number we have.
Okay, thank you so much. I just wanted to verify that. Is there any more questions to this document? We need to adjourn so there can be a lunch for people who have a committee meeting at 1. So I am going to review and put amendments together. If you guys want me to keep you informed before I make those amendments, I'll certainly do so when I get to the bottom of what those are. Any more questions about this? And let me back off. You said that you might want to speak to this 2020. Is there any more discussion you want to have on this? Let me let the treasurer speak. I've run over the top of you, sorry.
Well, the first page of 2020 was based on my understanding of what you really wanted. But it seems to be in a form that's inconsistent with previous years and also what you requested for 19. So I was prepared to address those differences.
Okay, let's do that. Can we do it quickly?
Probably.
Or?
Well, I have other documents that you'll probably want to look at.
Okay.
So if you're going to make copies and pass them out, it may take. take longer than you. Your food may get cold.
Well, we have missed lunch before. How does the committee wish to proceed?
What's the question? Whether we want to
keep he's going to explain how he got to his numbers. He has more documentation to supply us for the 2020, which is something that needs to be passed out by Congress before the end of the session. Congresswoman Goodfox.
When's our next appropriations meeting?
Don't have one scheduled. I didn't realize we were going to be extending the session, and I've been going under the premise that Thursday was the last day also, so I was trying to get it all wound up in this meeting.
Well,
I can schedule another one.
I would prefer to schedule another one. We're almost 30 minutes over, and we want to be transparent to the people, and we've got a meeting notice till noon, and we're already 30 minutes over. So I think we should continue to be transparent to the people and try to stick with our meeting times, realizing that we went a little long today in session.
Well, IFS is just a bad time.
It is. I agree. I thought we were not doing IFSs for things other than like membership and congressional affairs, but I don't know what happened to that. It wasn't really a rule, and we tried to stick with it for a while, but I think that this is worthy of a meeting tomorrow to continue on.
Tomorrow or Monday, we can if we're extending out till Monday, that can stay right there on the agenda until then, until it gets amended. So I think the will of the committee is that we adjourn this meeting. And do you mind, could you go ahead and send us those other documents, and that way they'll be distributed previous to the meeting? Thank you, Treasurer Littleton. I appreciate
your time. Do we need to report before we make amendments to the projected revenue? Don't we need to report? Make amendments to the projected revenue resolution? Doesn't the committee need to report that the treasurer has presented additional revenue in the amount of whatever it is, so that there will be a committee report that states that?
I'm open to the motion.
Okay, I move that the committee report that the treasurer has provided a report showing an additional, what's the number?
FY19.
Right, but what's the actual number? FY19, showing additional FY19. Somebody's going to have me write this down.
I'm not prepared to. At this time. Because we don't have the official numbers of non-tribal revenue.
I'm not talking about non-tribal. Didn't he provide us a report that has additional numbers?
It'll go to the floor tomorrow, and she can make the amendments tomorrow on the floor.
Right.
And she can provide that documentation to the members before she makes the amendment.
Well, because we don't have a report, I would prefer to just have a report out of committee that says that we received it, and that it's increased by this amount, and that way the Congress will have a written record of it, rather than us having to run around and tell everybody or failed to tell somebody.
Congresswoman, it's not increased by that amount until the projected revenue resolution is passed by Congress. Official action.
All I said is I wanted them to include it. How did we report it before? We reported the resolution out with a due pass recommendation, right?
Yes, Congressman Potts.
I don't believe it was ever reported this way before. Before the amendments would have been made to the resolution, before it was reported out. So I don't believe we've ever had to take action like this. And I don't know that we should now.
I agree.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Say no. We are adjourned.
She did, and he did. Good deal.
We have.
And March was a bad
revenue, right?
No, we don't. We make the amendments to the projected revenue resolution before it's passed out.